Our scripture reading for this Lord's Day is from 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 1 through 13. If you wish to, I invite you to follow along in your pew Bibles. These are words of great challenge for us today. Hear what Paul wrote to the church at Corinth. As we work together with him, we urge you also not to accept the grace of God in vain. For he says, at an acceptable time I have listened to you, and on a day of salvation I have helped you. See, now is the acceptable time. See, now is the day of salvation. We are putting no obstacle in anyone's way so that no fault may be found with our ministry. But as servants of God, we have commended ourselves in every way through great endurance, in afflictions, hardships, calamities, beatings, imprisonments, riots, labors, sleepless nights, hunger, by purity, knowledge, patience, kindness, holiness of spirit, genuine love, truthful speech in the power of God, with the weapons of righteousness for the right hand and for the left, in honor and dishonor, in ill repute and good repute. We are treated as impostors and yet are true, as unknown and yet are well known, as dying and see we are alive, as punished and yet not killed, as sorrowful yet always rejoicing, as poor yet making many rich, as having nothing and yet possessing everything. We have spoken frankly to you, Corinthians. Our heart is wide open to you. There is no restriction in our affections, but only in yours. In return, I speak as to children. Open wide your hearts also. May God bless this reading of his holy word to us today. Be seated. Join with me in prayer. O God, giver of all life, may the words of my mouth, the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. I was driving on West 2nd Street in Plainfield not that long ago, and I looked over and I couldn't believe what I was watching. I even pulled my car over and sat for just a couple of minutes. What I saw was a number of young people on their skateboards going up and down these pre-made concrete hills. It was totally amazing. I mean, they get the momentum, you know, you've seen what I'm talking about, and they swoosh right up one of the hills and do some fancy turn or some fancy jump off of the skateboard, and then they would swoosh back down and go up the other concrete hill and do another trick. I thought, oh my gosh, the mom in me. I was afraid for them. I thought, don't be too daring. What will your mom say or your grandma say or your father say about all of this? And then I thought, they know what they're doing, actually. I saw a lot of practice, a lot of skill, a lot of artistry. Nobody was crashing into anyone. It was like they knew the rules of the game. They knew exactly what they were doing, and I was totally, totally impressed. I went home and Googled Skate Park Plainfield, and I learned that this is a new park, newly constructed. It was just made this summer. It opened, I think, in August or maybe September, and I read what Mayor Mapp said at the ribbon cutting. He said, "This is just one of those examples, a demonstration of the commitment that we have made to make sure that our young people have a place to go and enjoy the sport that they love so much." And I thought, wow, pretty impressive, right? I thought about how several years ago, none of us would have thought the human body had the capacity to do what I saw with my own eyes not long ago. I mean, flying through the air like that in a controlled way and then landing on a board that's only about, 30 inches long, 8 inches wide, and has these little wheels underneath it. It would have been more than thought possible. In the same vein, some of you might remember, I wasn't born yet, but some of you might remember, 1954, Roger Bannister, he broke the 4-minute mile with running. He was the first one on record to run a mile in under 4 minutes. Everyone was amazed. Everyone thought, oh, how is the human body capable of even doing this? People said that it couldn't be done, and he actually did it. And now today, strong athletes, high school age athletes, they are running 4-minute miles. It's incredible. It's extraordinary. And it's extraordinary for someone like me who would get winded, I am sure, if I even made it this far, running 4 blocks. Right? Wow, it's amazing what the human body can be trained to do, the capacity that is there. I mean, it just shows that people can do these amazing things, and it's just waiting to be unleashed in them, you know, in many, many ways. And what I want to center on this morning is the human capacity that we have to do many amazing, faith-filled things. Has that power been unleashed in you? What will it take? What will it take for it to be unleashed in you? Things that many would hardly say is possible. When it comes to sports, right, there's this desire to push the limits, to go beyond the usual, to explore the possibilities, to always say, there has to be something more, to never, ever be satisfied with what's been achieved, to learn from the experimental ways of others, to discover new forms of powerful strength and endurance, forms that heretofore would have been thought impossible. What if we were to take that perspective? What if we were to take that perspective into the way we live faithful lives? That's what Paul is challenging the church at Corinth to do. What does a faithful life mean? Well, praying for others, going to church, following the Ten Commandments, raising children up with the right values, treating other people well, telling the truth at all times, doing what we can to serve God as we see it in our home life and in our workplace, being open to what God is calling us to do with our lives. All of that is what we know. All of that is well and good. Wonderful hallmarks of a faithful life. Paul would never be dismissive of any of that, not at all. But let's recognize the way that Paul brings out this idea of raising the bar, raising the standard, seeing what the spiritual heights really are, taking it up a notch or two or three or four, in our personal lives and in our relating to one another and our mission as a congregation. He talks about being faithful through great endurance. In afflictions, hardships, calamities, beatings, imprisonments, on and on he goes, in hunger, in honor, and in dishonor, ill repute and good repute, so that others may believe that we're actually dying, and yet we live. All of this is to show we may feel punished, but we're still doing what we are called to do. We look maybe as if we have nothing, and yet, he says, isn't that possessing everything? Talk about never being satisfied with what is achieved, learning from the experimental ways of others, discovering new forms of strength and endurance, things that were never thought possible. That's faithfulness. That is faithfulness for the Apostle Paul. Some would call it over the top. Some would call it being a little too religious. We don't want to look like that. Some would call it crazy. Some would call it even insane. Paul would call it simply what God wants. For Paul, this is just saying, well, life with a capital L is not going to escape me. True life, abundant life. I believe that, as I said, Paul is calling all of us, each and every one of us here today and those who may not be here today, calling all of us to raise the bar, raise the water level. Maybe that means feeling a sense of holy discontent, you know? Discontent with our expectations of ourselves, discontent with our commitment, discontent with what we have offered, knowing that there is so much more we are capable of. Paul's words remind me of a prayer that I came across not long ago. Father Louis Joseph Lebret. Oh God, send us fools who offer themselves wholly, who let go, who love without words, who give themselves truly and to the end. We need fools. The unreasonable, the passionate, who can leap into insecurity, into every yawning gulf of poverty. We need fools for now, enchanted by the simple life, loving peace, cleansed of compromise, firm against betrayal, heedless of their own lives, ready to undertake anything or go anywhere. At the same time, obedient, spontaneous, and decided, gentle and strong. Oh God, send us fools. I feel like each line of that prayer could be a sermon in itself. Paul knew himself as a fool for Christ's sake. Asks us through these dynamic words of Scripture, are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready to take it up a level, to raise the bar? What about God being ready for us to do that, you know? There was once a sign a frustrated employee put up in his workplace in the lunchroom. Always give 100%. 12% Monday, 23% Tuesday, 40% Wednesday, 20% Thursday, 5% Friday. You know where I'm going with that. Faithfulness is 100% daily variety. We may not be ready for it, but you know, that doesn't preclude the fact that God is ready for us. I'd like for you, as I close this morning, to think about the words Emerson once said. Do not go where the path may lead. Go instead where there is no path and leave a trail. Sonia Dyer, she's a member of the Seekers Church, that is an outreach congregation from the Church of Our Savior in Washington, D.C. They have done some incredible things in the emerging church movement. And I love this that she says about her church. We always look to the edges. What can we do that nobody else is doing and that is screaming out to happen? And we want what we do to change us. What we do needs to be like sandpaper on our souls. Where are you being called to risk your style of faithfulness? Where are you being called? Think about those skateboarders, the capacity that it was unleashed that I saw. What is the capacity that needs to be unleashed inside of you? Maybe you don't feel ready for it, but again, ask yourself, is God ready for me? God is, you know. Thanks be to God for God's challenging word to us today. Amen. Oh God of our lives, we thank you. You have put so much inside of us that goes untapped. Help us find those avenues of faithfulness that will recharge and reinvigorate and give us meaning in life so that we know we are doing all that we can to serve. Bless us each on our journeys this day. May they be according to your will. In Christ's name we ask this. Amen.